USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. 6 women developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. 1 woman died and 3 more remain hospitalized. The panel said it recommended continuing the nationwide pause of the use of the shot until more data can be reviewed. And the former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright has posted bond. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter was arrested Wednesday morning, posting a $100,000 bond. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Wright was shot during a traffic stop on Sunday. During a struggle with officers, Potter shot Wright, believing she had drawn her taser instead of her firearm. The shooting has sparked 3 nights of protests and clashes with police and National Guard troops in the Minneapolis suburb. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore. Because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In son of a death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.